We're talking a little golf this morning. We've got Scott Sturgeon in here, who's a golfer and involved out at the Park Falls Country Club with the leagues out there and stuff. Scott, good morning.
Good morning. How are you today,
Joel? Hey, we're doing fantastic. Tell you what, my son has been home this summer for the final time, and he's golfed quite a bit out there. We golfed the NCCU event out there. And I just commend all the folks involved with it, because that course is in fantastic shape, and the landscaping that's been added, it really is a diamond course here in the Northwoods, isn't it, Scott?
Absolutely. You got to give a lot of praise to Bob and Aaron and Brian for the greens rolled true, the fairways are great, and considering the amount of rain we had this year, there's a lot of other courses I've seen that doesn't look as good as ours. So we're very lucky to have a course like that right now, and yeah, people really, really care about it.
Yeah, it's a fun course to play, and we wanted to bring you in here because we've got kind of the end of the golf league and season big match play event going on. Is the match play, is this something that we just started this year that's kind of unique,
yes,
the match play?
Yep, I just started this year. We got 14 guys in it. We put it together in about 2 weeks, we're down to the finals right now. We got the championship match will be Sunday at 1 o'clock. There's Dale Peterson be playing Brian Eimerman.
Okay.
And third place would be Scott Lustig against Bob Anderson.
All right. And plus, there's a closest to the pin contest or something you had said too? Or
yes.
Yeah.
Old Deer Nutrition sponsored $500 for us after the whole match is done Sunday, probably going to be around 4 o'clock. Everybody that played in the tournament, all 14 guys, someone's going to walk out with $500. It's not like, where you have you get a hole in one, you get a truck. It's whoever is the closest to the pin.
Someone's going to get
a 105-yard shot is going to.
So what hole is that on again, you said?
It's going to be a 9 right in front of the clubhouse, so you can watch it. And
okay.
We're hoping to get a crowd up there to.
So they're shooting up the hill then?
Up the hill, yep.
Oh, up the hill. I'll be in the sand if that counts. Yeah.
Yes.
We had just aim for the railroad ties and hopefully bounce back.
That's right.
That's all
right.
I do.
So
that's awesome. That's a fun event. And Park Falls Country Club is a very unique country club. It is city owned. Is that right? City owned? Is that a good label for it?
Yes, I believe so.
Yeah. So, which gives the community an opportunity and the city an opportunity to invest in it and support it. And, times like over the pandemic and stuff like that, there were struggles with it, with members and stuff like that. But, boy, it's really blossoming now, isn't it?
There is. Trying to get a lot of, even more young folks up there. They had a great league this year. I don't know exactly how many teams they've had, but they had an A and a B league. So there was good numbers in that. I'm starting to see a lot of more youngsters up there playing, and it's good to see because got to have it. I mean, think $400, $500, you have a membership there, and you can play all year, and, beautiful day like today, who doesn't want to be out there golfing?
Yeah, you can golf anytime, and if you get a cart, there's a place for it to store it out there too.
Absolutely.
Storage facilities out there. But when it comes to a golf course looking like the Park Falls Country Club does and how well it is, you mentioned earlier, it comes down to those groundkeepers, the Stelters and Eimerman, their passion to not just do their job, but the passion to make it really beautiful.
Absolutely. Brian's like, he does everything up there. He'll do they just replace some boards on the deck. They're building the new shed because they got more carts up there so we can accommodate more people. Every year seems like they're making improvements, and then Bob Stelter and his wife Erin, the work that they do is it's just unbelievable how good. I golf a lot of courses in the Northwoods, and I will say those greens are as good as anyone.
How hard is the battle every year to prevent Bob from putting purple towels on the ball washers?
It is probably tough, you know.
Being a Viking fan.
Yes, he's a big Viking fan. So, and I always like to tease him a little bit there, but we'll see what the season brings.
Yeah, it's amazing you guys let him hang around as much as you do up there. He's always got a Viking jersey on, doesn't he?
Yes. Matt Vacco, for the pin Sunday, I asked him, I said, hey, I'd like to get up there and maybe help put the pins where they got to be, for the championship flight. And he goes, "Are you going to be up there at 5 in the morning?" I thought, nah, you can go ahead and do it.
You can do that. So that's on Sunday.
Sunday, 1 o'clock, the third place flight will take off, the two pairings, and then right after that will be the championship. And then Old Deer Nutrition will be up there. I don't know if you ever had a chance to go in Old Deer Nutrition, but I go in there quite often, and I actually had a little spill with diabetes, and I haven't drank soda, and I love the teas up there. There's no sugar, so
yeah,
it's a pretty healthy drink for me to start the morning off with, and I absolutely just love it. And Jen does so much for the community, too. Like, she didn't think nothing of it about helping out with this golf tournament and doing what we needed to do there. And I know some other events that she's been good for the community. So it's good to have a business like that in town.
Yeah. And like I said before, the Park Falls Country Club is a true treasure here. It's tucked away back there a little bit. So it's not one of those where people drive by a lot. But we talk about on the morning show a lot. You know, number seven to me is the hardest hole, and number nine is the signature hole with that elevated green going up the hill there.
I just heard a story Dan Greenwood told me the other day. There's a young lady that plays college, and they come up here playing all the time, and they specifically come for this course to play number seven. And I guess Dad said, if you can par number seven, you can par any course that you're going to play in college. So
yeah,
it's very challenging from the white tees. I'm going to try to play from the yellows if I could on that hole for sure.
Yeah, and I feel bad for the people that live right there on hole five hole six, I'm sorry. Is hole six the par three?
Yes, the par three.
Yeah, because I brought down their house value several times, yeah, I'm sure. Although I've limited my slice just a little bit, and I haven't been in their yard too much this summer.
Yes,
so.
And that can be some tricky pin placements. I can't wait to see what Bob's going to do for Sunday's match. He likes to put some pin placements in tough spots, and
yeah,
it's Championship Sunday, so why not?
Yeah.
I also like to kind of give a little praise out the Static Electrical. They also donated some money make this tournament happen, and it's the first year. We, like I said, we have 14 gentlemen that played in it. I know there's 2024 talking about doing it next year, so
okay,
it could really turn into something. Del Peterson and Bob Stelter also donated a little bit extra, more than their entry fee, to get in. So it's an exciting thing. I'd love to see some people come up and take a look. You could play in the morning and then watch the match in the afternoon and see who's going to come out victorious.
Yeah, it's fun because, you know, we have the Best Balls and Stuff fundraisers, which are fantastic. We have the league, which is, you know, kind of competitive, but this is kind of that tournament type feel.
Yes,
to it for those who like that, really be competitive in the game of golf and miss that. It's a great opportunity to
right.
do that.
And what I like too about match play is you know, I can go out there and miss a 4-foot putt, and at the end, it just affects my score, and I might think, gee, I wish I didn't do that. But when you're playing match play, Joe, if I'm shooting bogey and I nail a 10-foot putt, and all of a sudden you got to nail that 4-footer to win the hole,
yeah,
there's a little bit different pressure on that shot than
yeah.
It matters. It's per hole. Who wins the hole gets the point. If it's a tie, it's a tie, and I just like that competitiveness.
Yeah, and a snowman on the first hole just buries you 1-0, not by 5 shots, right?
Exactly. And, yeah, and that's the other thing about it. You know, if you go out there like me, I'll go out there and I'll play some par golf, and then all of a sudden I'll have an 8, and then I'll have a 7. Mm-hmm. But you can just forget about those two holes and move on. That's the fun part about this tournament.
Yeah, every hole is a new contest. Yeah,
absolutely.
It's a lot of fun. All right, so they'll be out there Sunday. If folks want to go up there and watch some good golf and cheer them on, they certainly can do that.
Yeah, and I'm guessing probably, you know, it's after the matches, so probably like 4 o'clock's when the big shootout's going to happen. So
yeah,
if anybody wants to come up there and watch, you'll be able to see right from the clubhouse. Grab yourself a cocktail, watch, and kind of laugh at the ones. I might even be one of them that doesn't hit the green, and, you know, cheer the ones that does hit the green. And I do know, like, summer's slowing down right now. If you want a chance, get out there. There's going to be some openings to play some golf on a great course, and they're going to be wide open. So I'd suggest anybody get up there and give it a try.
Fall golf is some of the best golf, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, you get nice cool mornings out there. It is some of the best golf. All right, so that's what the Park Falls Country Club. Scott, we thank you so much for taking time to come in and update us on what's going on. Appreciate
yes, thank
it.
You. Maybe we'll see you up there Sunday.